Hello and welcome to Ashburn and District Lions Club podcast, and this is the inaugural podcast for the club. Let's see how it goes. Hopefully it's something that we'll be able to roll out maybe on a monthly basis. What I'd like to do now is just take you through what's been happening over the last 6 months, 5 or 6 months. It's been a strange one indeed, and we continue in strange times. So I hope all that are listening to this podcast are safe. Remember to wash your hands. Remember to stay your distance, please. And remember to wear your masks. The house party situation in Dublin has also given us some idea of what can happen. So stay safe. And look out for your neighbours. Look out for your friends. Look out for those people who may need a cup of tea, may need a chat, may need some socialising, whether that's a phone call, a video call, or a knock on a window as you're going by, going to the shops. Ashburn and District Lions Club formed in 1992, and there's 5 or 6 members that are still with us to this day. So we're moving into our 28th year, for those that don't know anything about Lions Club. Lions are there. They're a like-minded bunch of people in this community and throughout Ireland and throughout the world who strive to help those who may be in more need than other members of the community. And we do it in a way that it's through fundraising, so that we have the cash to help out. We try to have fun events. And in many cases, we actually operate under the radar. Some people approach us, and we're glad to give that help, whether that's groceries, fuel, support, a chat. It could be support a particular fundraising event. It could be serious illness, etc. So, anyway, although the work of the Lions Club has continued throughout the year, we've just got back to our monthly meetings in September for the first time since March 20. The meeting was held on video using Avaya Spaces, which is a new platform. And we thank Avaya for the use of their spaces. It can be found at avayaspaces.com. Our incoming president for 2020 and 2021. Again, the Lions year runs from August through to the end of June each year. Our incoming president for 2020 and 2021 is Kathleen Cullen. And she presided at our September meeting and welcomed 2 new members to the club on the night. So that takes the Ashburn and District membership up to 33. COVID-19 has been affecting all our lives since early March 2020, and by all accounts it will continue to affect all of our lives for quite a long time yet. We have all had to make significant changes to try to protect each other from the worst effects of the virus. Unfortunately, even with these massive changes and the precautions that have been taken, many people have suffered bereavements since our last meeting. I remember one of our own members whose wife sadly passed away recently. Club and extended friends and family of the club extend our deep sympathies to Mark and his family on their loss. Since March, the Lions Club members have continued to work in the community, helping many, many people who were affected by the restrictions imposed in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, including the following. We set up a senior citizens chat line to allow many people to maintain contact throughout the period of lockdown and beyond. This helped with the senior citizens to keep in touch. And if you remember, during cocooning, many of them were shut down completely. We continue to raise funds, and we've raised funds for the Ashburn Red Cross, who still seek much funding for their ambulance and to keep that ambulance on the road, and it maintains vital services they go above and beyond, and they bring people to their various appointments, to cancer appointments, to the hospice, and also offering support services to the local fire brigade and police. As a club, we contributed to a Lions Ireland countrywide project called Hero Shield, which raised a massive €100,000. And the money has been used directly and only to manufacture protective face shields for frontline workers throughout Ireland. These are distributed free of charge to those who require them. We also contributed to the cost of a local manufacturer of cloth face masks. A lady up in just off the Milltown Road there came to us, and she has been making face masks right throughout the summer and beyond, and distributing to the various groups, neighbourhood groups, hospitals, hospice and so on. We contributed a small funding to that lady. One of our members and his daughter, Ian Jenkinson, raised funds for Women's Aid, a 100-kilometre sponsored cycle up near Ballymadon, up and down a hill that at the time we couldn't travel more than 5k, and he and his daughter carried out what was a tremendous effort, raising possibly I think it was €4,000 in the end. So well done to Ian and Kira Lee. Many of the Lions helped out delivering groceries, especially during the early days of cocooning, and other essential supplies directly to a number of local families. And that was in the Ashbourne and district and wider area, including Rathote, where we have a number of members who help out locally. The club then decided that we wanted to thank our first responders. We want to thank those in the health service. And with the help of Trinity Studios, we put together two video messages, which you can find on www.ashbournelions.com, and helped, the two video messages indicated how you should keep social distance and other protocols. And was also a thank you to the frontline workers, as I've explained, for their responses to the COVID-19 pandemic. At that point, we particularly wanted to thank Ashbourne Garda, who have gone above and beyond and continue to this day. So if you do see any of the community Garda or any of the Garda, please pay your respects, thank them, and we wish them well with their continued work. The work does go on, and the continued support of the community, it will make a difference. Fundraising is a difficult process during these times of restricted movement and assembly, but we will continue to keep our support service available within Ashbourne and district. Events and activities during 2020 and 2021, and especially the celebrations we had lined up for Ashbourne 2020, must remain uncertain at this stage. And we look at our coloured events, which would have normally included the following. The Phil Coulter concert is currently on hold because Phil's management team are not rescheduling dates until after the government lift a ban on all concerts. So realistically, that is probably going to be well into 2021. We hope not too far, and maybe around Easter of next year. Our normal table quiz, which is currently planned for November, will obviously have to be postponed. We are very, very aware of government restrictions, and we will follow them to the letter of the law. Our Christmas food appeal is still on our agenda, so this is a pre-Christmas event. We'll obey all limitations, but you would normally find us at Dunn Stores and at Super Value, where we would ask you to donate a non-perishable item to go to those in need around Christmas. We support a homeless mobile run in Dublin, which is feeding some homeless, our homeless friends. It's still on the agenda, but in a very, very limited way. We have to obey all rules and restrictions. And we will update you on the next podcast. For a bit of fun, we always run the peace poster. Anne Moore has been running this competition for years with the help of Kieran Flynn. It's a competition for children in the Ashbourne and District area, in primary schools, in the age group 11, 12 and 13. We hope to get the kits out to the schools in the next week or two. And again, we will have more information on that as we progress throughout the year. Our major signature project between now and Christmas is diabetes awareness. Our club, in conjunction with Lions Clubs Ireland, will be promoting the Type 2 Diabetes Initiative, designed to make people aware of the risk of diabetes. World Diabetes Day is on November 14th, and we expect to be in a position to do something significant on that day. What it will be at this stage, again, owing to government restrictions, we do not know. But type 2 diabetes is a serious, serious illness. It's a serious, serious problem within the community. It is a silent killer. And again, if you check out www.ashbournelions.com and our Facebook page, there's lots of information to be found on type 2 diabetes. Our major event of the year, the Coast to Coast Cycle, where we cycle from Galway to Laytown, has had to be postponed for obvious reasons. But we have planned a major cycle next year, again, allowing for government restrictions. Similarly, our Santa Cycle, which is a shorter cycle and normally goes up around the Swans and across into Rathaut, back around on the last Saturday of November. We usually have 20 to 30 cyclists in Santa suits, making lots of noise, and then we accompany Santi as he makes his appearance in Ashbourne. Once again, restrictions, etc. Let's see how that works out. Young Ambassador is something that we'd like to launch this year, and this is something that we will be talking to the two to a number of secondary schools, if we can get their buy-in. And the Young Ambassador is a countrywide stroke European-wide competition where the winners or the nominees of each Lions Club, and there's over 100 Lions Clubs in Ireland, go forward to an event, and the winner of the Young Ambassador is then sent forward to the European event, and the winner of that gets a week in Italy, I think, but I'd have to check. I need to come back to you on that. And youth football, again, all football activities as I speak here on the 21st of September are cancelled in Dublin and restricted in most of the country. So the youth football competition, which has a final, we have the final in Dalymount Park in Phibsborough, the home of Bohemians Football Club, every year, and it's proved to be very, very exciting for the under 13 age group. Unfortunately, we have to postpone, and we will be back bigger and better next year. Despite all the restrictions even, that are being imposed in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, the Lions Club still has a busy year to look forward. As always, we invite people to contact the Lions Club at www.ashbournelions.com or at lionsashbourne@gmail.com. So that's the email is lionsashbourne@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on website. And you'll find us around the town. Gnáire an bóthar libh.